Once again, it's time for Once Upon a Time. Time.
Is this right?
Welcome to 401 Stories. Episode number 2. Casey at the bat versus Trent on the mound. The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 2-4 with just one inning left to play. The Mudville fans all wrung their hands, for much to their lament, in strode Wespin Falls' new closer, Phenom rookie Jackson Trent. The rookie, Jackson Trent, he surely had his stuff that day, the heater popping, curveball dropping 2 feet below its prey. Trent only needed one more out to slam the door for good. And looking at the lineup, Mudville feared that Jackson would. For in the box stood Flynn, an aging slugger with no eye. On deck was Jimmy Blake, a guaranteed infield pop fly, so long as Mighty Casey couldn't get a chance at that. The fear was Casey, MVP, would step up to the bat. But Flynn let fly a single, to the wonderment of all, and on a hanging curve, Blake tore the cover off the ball. And when the cutoff man was hit, Trent saw what had occurred. There was Jimmy safe at second, and Flynn a hugging third. The Mudville fans united, and there rose a frenzied yell. For every shirtless goof to every pink hat-wearing bell stood tall, applauded, one and all ceased all idle chat. For Casey, Mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was showmanship in Casey as he strutted to his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a grin upon his face. The armor on his arm was fixed, and on the ground he spat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt, 'twas Casey at the bat. Poor Jackson Trent stepped off the mound and tossed the rosin bag. The cheers turned into jeers for him from those in Casey's swag.
"Well, this sure stinks,"
thought Jackson as he gripped the baseball seams. For it wasn't long ago that Casey batted for his team. You see, Wespin Falls is small time, the smallest payroll in the game, and just last year, Big Casey left for fortune and for fame. A year ago, they proudly hung the pennant for the league and promptly traded all their stars, even closer Dougie Teague. Mudville, with their pockets deep and checkbook prime to spend, went on a spending spree that guaranteed they would contend. They spent more than the GDP of any third world nation. They even gave their bat boy $80,000 in arbitration. But worst of all, they inked the Mighty Casey. And his stats ensured that pitchers trembled when Mighty Casey was at bat. Now, with no Doug Teague, the Wespin bullpen had a glaring hole, with none willing and none able to step in the stressful role. But from the draft, a third-round pick, the youngster, Jackson Trent, rose quickly through the ranks as every bat he did torment. The common fan of Wespin Falls, who counted every cent, could admire and identify with the jersey that read Trent. But now, Trent stood facing murderous wood and sweat dripped from his brow. He knew he could beat Casey, right and here and now, but one look toward his dugout filled young Jackson with despair. His manager was holding 4 fat fingers in the air. With first base open, common sense says issue a free walk. But Trent shook his head and glared right back, as if to ask to talk. The catcher called for time, and ran to the pitcher's mound. The manager came after, and the infielders gathered round.
I should bench you and demote you and send you to Double A for the childish disobedience that you have just displayed. You belong on a bench, in a locker room. You belong up on a shelf. So, young man, if you think you can, what say you for yourself?
The youngster Jackson Trent, he looked his manager in the eye.
Please, coach, all I ask of you is that you let me try. Just look at Big Cash Casey and his million-dollar grinning.
Trent's blood boiled.
Mudville is spoiled. They're too used to winning. Their playoff spot is clinched, and our season's hopes have died. If you say so, then I'll walk 'em.
Trent took a breath and sighed.
They play for ratings revenue. What we play for is pride.
The ump then joined the huddle, and he did puff his chest.
This meeting has gone on too long. Now back to the contest.
The manager nodded and gave a manly smack to Jackson's rear.
I have no doubt. Just strike him out. Let's get out of here.
Trent checked the man at second, and he checked the man at third. His leg went up, his foot went down, the ball hurtled homeward. It nipped the inside corner and lit up the radar gun. The catcher's mitt exploded, and the umpire screamed,
strike one.
The crowds broke loose in fury, and the patrons did all curse.
Hey, use the good eye,
One said, and others shouted worse. Then Casey fixed his helmet, and Jackson fixed his shirt. Then Casey dug his heels far in, and Jackson toed the dirt. Trent settled in the stretch, more confident than before. He unleashed a 12-6 curveball that snuck in the back door. All noise abated. As the crowd waited for what the ump would do, he paused for just a moment, then the umpire screamed,
strike two!
Casey faced the ump and yelled,
you chump, that was outside. Say that again, I'll kick you out,
was what the ump replied. Casey stepped back in the batter's box, no longer with a grin. Trent waited for his catcher's signal, hard and up and in. And now, the crowd is rising in support of their hero. And now young Trent, free from fear, faces his mighty foe. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go, and now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere. And somewhere, hearts are light. And somewhere, all are laughing. And somewhere, children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out. And in Wespin Falls, the joy will soon be washed away by tears. For we all know that Jackson Trent will be traded in 3 years. Casey at the Bat versus Trent on the Mound was written, recorded, and performed mostly by me, Joe Thoreau. The parts of the umpire, heckler number one, and the mighty Casey himself were performed by Adam Thoreau. This poem was based on, and liberally stolen from, the original classic, Casey at the Bat, by Ernest Thayer. The intro music is the song Lost River by the band Murder by Death, and is used with their permission. The music you're listening to right now is Take Me Out to the Ball Game, written by Jack Norworth and Albert von Tilzer, and is one of the happiest songs on earth. 401 Stories can be found on iTunes or wherever you choose to download or stream your podcasts. For more information, please visit online at 401stories.com or search Facebook for 401 Stories. Feel free to follow me on Twitter at Joseph Thoreau. I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's story, and thank you very much for listening.